Question 3. How have the potholes formed? Potholes are typically circular to oval depressions that can form in bedrock exposed in a riverbed. Their formation is related to the grinding action of sediment, mainly sand and gravel, that is swirled around in small bedrock depressions by turbulent eddies in fast-flowing water. Particularly large potholes can be seen in the bed of the Monash River at the Devil's Punch Bowl, which is located above the waterfalls close to the ancient bridge from which Devil's Bridge takes its name. Other potholes are present at many other points along the riverbed, especially near the base of the waterfalls. Although many may be underwater, as you walk around the trails at Devil's Bridge, see whether you can spot other examples of potholes. Potholes tend to form best in moderately to highly resistant rocks, where lines of weakness, joints, cracks, layers in the rock are limited. The impact of swirling sediment leads to grain-by-grain removal and smoothing of the walls and floor of the developing pothole, similar to a sandpapering effect. If too many lines of weakness are present, developing potholes tend to be eroded partially or completely by the erosion of larger fragments or blocks of rock. Over time, the slow but continual grinding action of sediment means that potholes tend to grow in size, both by widening and deepening. Neighbouring potholes grow and eventually join together, and by doing so contribute to the carving of a gorge through the resistant rock. Indeed, from the Punch Bowl viewing platform, a glance at the sides of the Monash Gorge will reveal many smooth, curved faces on the rock. Do you think these faces represent the traces of former potholes that have contributed to the formation of the gorge?
Question 4. How do potholes contribute to waterfall development? Potholes can form both near the base of waterfalls and above the lip of waterfalls. Near the base of a waterfall, pothole development and the erosion of larger blocks of rock can contribute to the development of a larger feature known as a plunge pool. Over time, as a plunge pool grows in size by widening and deepening, buttressing support for the near vertical face forming the waterfall is weakened. This weakening of support can lead to periodic collapse of the waterfall face, thereby contributing to a slow, punctuated upstream retreat. Above the lip of a waterfall, such as the Devil's Punch Bowl, pothole growth can lead to weakening of the rock in the riverbed and may also contribute to the carving of a gorge, as we have just heard. Potholes and associated plunge pools forming at the base of waterfalls help to deepen the riverbed and therefore increase waterfall height. Potholes forming above the lip also help to deepen the riverbed, but by doing so, they tend to decrease waterfall height. So whether a waterfall increases in height, decreases in height, or maintains its height with time depends on the relative rates of erosion below and above the falls. If erosion above the falls is slow and erosion below the falls is fast, then waterfall height will increase over time. If erosion above the falls is fast and erosion below the falls is slow, then waterfall height will decrease over time. And if erosion above and below the falls is balanced, then waterfall height will be maintained over time. At Devil's Bridge, as we shall hear at other stops in this audio trail, various lines of evidence indicate that the rates of change to the waterfalls are very slow. This suggests that present-day erosion rates are roughly in balance and that waterfall height is most likely being maintained.
The next two questions are best appreciated by returning to the road and passing through the turnstile that marks the start of the longer walking trail, and then stopping at the viewpoint of the three bridges.